For years, Network News has steadily lost viewers, but rumors of its death appear to be greatly exaggerated. New Nielsen ratings show a sudden spike in viewership, the first in a decade. News Lab's executive director Deborah Potter says several factors may be contributing to the uptake, not least of which was the newsiness of the past year.
Japanese earthquake, tornadoes, the Arab Spring, the killing of Osama bin Laden, not to mention the kind of news that affects people daily, and that is the continuing economic struggles of Americans. So there are sort of good news-driven reasons for people to be watching more news. The other possibility is that people are spending less doing other things. You know, we used to say one of the problems the evening news faced was the time of day it was on, that a lot of people were not yet home from work, or perhaps they were out to dinner. But when you've got an economy in the trench like this, a lot of people don't have jobs, so they're already home.
The unemployed are pushing up the ratings.
It could be. It could be a part of it.
It didn't gain just a little. The three evening newscasts added almost 2 million viewers combined in the second quarter compared to the same period last year.
Yes, and that's about a 10% increase. So that's a major jump. That's quite noticeable when you look at the declining trend from previous years. And the network morning show saw a similar uptick. They added a little over 1 million viewers, about 10%. So, you know, it's too soon, I think, to call it a trend, but I do think it's worth paying attention to, and I guarantee you the people at the network news divisions are doing just that.
Who are these people who are tuning in?
For the evening newscast, the average viewer is over 60. But all three of the network newscasts this year added viewers in an age group that advertisers love, 25 to 54, the people who typically were told just don't watch network news.
What do you think accounts for this?
The fact that we had some turnover at the network news level this year, that is always an occasion for sampling. People will watch a new anchor, and they did. The other thing we've seen is some changes in the approach of the three newscasts. You know, it used to be said that you could turn on any nightly newscast on any given night and see the same news stories in the same order. That's not true anymore. In fact, I think the three newscasts are taking on distinct personalities, which means they're giving viewers a choice, which viewers didn't feel they had in recent years. The flavor, the tenor of the cable news channels also has changed, and that may be one additional factor for the return of viewers to the network evening newscasts. It's one thing to turn on the news during the day and find out what's going on. It's another to turn on the news during the day and find out that Steve Jobs is still dead 2 days later. You know, the sort of concentration on of the flogging of one story, I would argue, diminish the value of those cable outlets as real sort of news updaters.
So cable news ceases to provide the kind of news competition it used to offer?
If, in fact, you thought you were going to tune in and get an update on the news on one of the cable channels, you would either get, today, overhyping of one or two stories for hours on end, or a lot of political points of view, certainly at that evening hour when the networks are on. What perhaps has happened is that the viewer had all these other sources. They went out and sampled them for a long, long time, and then found themselves drifting back to a place where they could get what's always been there, you know, a nice nightly update of what's happened and what's important in the world.
So then the natural question follows, will they be heading back to the newspapers? Maybe not paper newspapers, but ones online, perhaps.
Clearly, there's a strong belief that news and information remains a commodity that people care about. People have written off the network newscast for years, dead, buried, dusty, ancient audience, all of that. And the fact is their audience is and remains huge compared to the cable channels. Four times as many people will watch the nightly news on the three broadcast channels as watch the three all-news channels in all of prime time. So I often say that the network newscasts remind me of that guy in Monty Python in the Holy Grail, you know, at the end where they're going around collecting up the plague victims, bring out your dead. They grab one fellow who says, I'm not dead yet. I don't think they're dead either.
Deborah, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brooke.
Deborah Potter is the founder and executive director of News Lab.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.